Week 6 Locker Room Chats here on 92.1 KMZ, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinton Prophet alongside head coach of the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs, Jordan Brockschman. This Locker Room Chat is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. There's only been one matchup since the last time we spoke, coach, and that was a matchup against the Axel Lady Eagles. They lost 59-54 there, a game at one point leading 31-20 at the half. A game that, despite the loss, you still had four players in double digits, scoring with three players finishing with 12 there. You now head to the lower half side of the bracket, a chance for the fifth place finish. But coach, tell me about that game there against Axel.
Well, Axel's a great team, and so we knew it was going to be a tough contest, and it was, obviously. But we played a good first half, and we played physical, and we were aggressive, and ball moved well, and we were hitting some shots, and then we kind of wanted to play with that same physicality coming out of halftime. And the whistle started working against us, and we couldn't control ourselves a little bit. Got caught up reaching, and we ended up putting Axel at the foul line way too many times. And we still scored the ball, and we scored 54 points. We expect to win, but Axel shot well, and they hit all their free throws, and they played clean when it mattered toward the end of the game. And by the end of it, we were scrambling trying to get back into it, and didn't have enough gas in the tank, but I was proud of our effort. We just made some silly mistakes offensively in the third quarter that hurt our production, and then got a little too handsy in the second half.
Well, even though you have a chance now to compete for the fifth place match, you look at this side of the bracket, you still just have just as many good teams as you do that's on that top half competing for that first place. More so, I mean, look at this side. I mean, you're taking on Clifton Clyde here on Friday, a top team in Class 1A Division 1, and then on the other side, they're a D West, a top team in 2A, and then Hanover, the number one ranked team of Class 1A Division 2. So still lots to get out here of this Twin Valley League tournament. What are some expectations in order to finish out this tournament here on a good path?
Well, yeah, no matter which direction you go in the tournament, you're going to face state ranked teams. So it's just good competitive basketball, and we just want to be able to bring a good product to the floor and try to find ways to improve and get better. And our focus is kind of one game at a time, and let the chips fall where they may.
What are some keys here, this matchup against Clifton Clyde, the Eagles team here you'll face on Friday?
Well, obviously, Sevi Wirtz is a phenomenal scorer. I mean, she had 35 in their first round game against Lynn. She just can produce so much for them on the defensive side and the offensive side. So she's obviously somebody that we need to focus on heavily and try to prevent and limit her touches and limit her scoring opportunities. And then on our end, offensively, we need to move the ball and knock down some shots and play scrappy and play aggressive and be a determined unit on the floor. But a lot of playing Clifton Clyde is forcing other people to beat you. And if Wirtz can go off for 30-plus, then it probably wouldn't be a good night for us.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and thank you for joining us for Week 6 of our Locker Room Chat.
Yep, thank you so much.
That's head coach of the girls team for the Valley Heights Mustangs, Jordan Brockschman, trying to close out here the Twin Valley League tournament, looking for a fifth place finish. But it starts here on Friday against the Clifton Clyde Lady Eagles.